I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The head of a leading opposition movement in Pakistan is accusing the government of hypocrisy on terrorism. Dr. Tahrir al-Qadri claims that the country's leaders are supporting ISIS by employing Islamic State fighters. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen.
We're still looking for some hard evidence to that claim that Qadri has made, but a lot of the circumstantial evidence points to that is a credible claim, and that's alarming. Qadri is putting the spotlight on the government's inefficiency at handling terrorism inside the country, and that it's going to get worse.
So does this change anything? Well, it means that terrorism isn't contained in a nuclear power. But as Christians in Pakistan share the gospel message, would you pray they stay true to their faith and pray that even the terrorists bent on killing Christians would also come to Christ? Switching gears, in eastern Ukraine and Russia, Slavic Gospel Association's helping churches celebrate Orthodox Christmas this week. Eric Mock with SGA.
You can walk up to houses that would have been closed for access every other time of the year. But during this week of Christmas, they will invite you in. They ask you to pray a prayer of blessing upon their home and even share a little message about the true meaning of Christmas.
But see, the outreach doesn't end with Christmas.
So those same kids that they attempted to reach during Christmas, they go out and invite them again to the Easter celebration. And then through the summer camps that SJ supports, they try to reach out to these kids again.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? These are stories of strength, faith, and hope despite hardship. For your copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click the link. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.